covered first yahrzeit of my father, Rabbi Salmeya ben Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Shurkin, having the cover from Shkavai this week. We have Shabbos Yud Cheshvan. Want to learn a sugya from his Chiddushin Torah. It starts with the Indian Hilchos Yodis. There are more paskins here day Simchus Samach Seftes. He brings 2 days that we know the dikkus of Yodis is Yodis Ketzutza. When you make up the Shas Palvor, Moshe will give a guy $1,000. You make up, he's going to pay you back extra. You make up, I'm giving you $1,000 loan. You'll pay me back $1,001. Even one extra fruit, so that's Yodis Deraisa. But the Ramah brings 2 days. What about if you make up with someone that is giving him a halvah, and he doesn't have to pay anything extra? You're giving him $1,000, he pays you back $1,000. But one thing he has to do for you, that when you need a halvah, he'll give you back a halvah. The Ma'avah might say for the loiva, that when he needs a halvah, the loiva should give him back halvah also. Is that ribbis or not? So one day it holds, yes, Pasha is ribbis, because he's getting something extra. He's paying you back, plus he's giving you also halvah. And the Yeshim, the Ramah says, it's mutter. It's not ribbis. The Emes says the Mokah is the Motcha. The Motcha in the end of Perek Yezu Neshach and Bamasiya brings 2 days to Shainim in the Shaila. If you give a halva back with the, you pay back plus with the extra halva, is that ribbis? And that's what the Ramah is bringing down these 2 days. So this is my father, the Harini Kavash Mashravish, tells on. He says, why should it be ribbis? Halvah, could be talking about big numbers also. Could be talking about $100,000 halvah. We're going to get to that. But
I'm sorry, what's the case exactly? $100,000
you give a loan? A guy gives a guy $100,000. I'll deny that. You don't have to give me anything back extra. You pay me back exactly $100,000. But when I need a loan from you next year, you have to loan me. Oh. Give me a loan. So Pashtas, you know, a loan of $100,000 for a year has a value of money.
Has a value, that's a ribbis.
Right, it has a value. Yes. Why should not be ribbis? Pashtas, so my father, Kashkarvay, wants to say like this. There's the chiddush from the Nasivis. The Nasivis.
Every time you give someone a boy, you give him a boy and then also give it back the same thing.
Why is it ribbis? I'm going to say,
why should it be or why should it not be?
It should not be ribbis.
Why are you giving him extra? I'm paying you back. Plus, I'm giving you
a loan. I'm going to ship it to give him a loan when he wants.
Right. So what? That's a very valuable thing. If it's more than a
fruta. You can't charge for a loan because of a ribbis. My dad is called a.
You're being mechavin heavy, but so my father wanted to say, but the Nasivis, that says it's Kedush. The Nasivis, in some kufim ches, kum alaf, because of Shaila, if a person has something that's valuable to him, if a person has something that's a value to him, but it has no value to anybody else, he can't sell it. Much less sentimental value. He doesn't give an example, but I think, let's say a person has a letter, a letter from a friend or from a relative to him, he would not sell that letter. It's very important to him. He would not sell it for $1,000. But it has no value in the shuk. No one would pay anything for it. It's not worth anything to sell. And someone comes in and he's so irritated, he burns his mazikit. He hurt the guy. This guy was worth $1,000. Does he have to pay him enough? So Nasida says, that something which is not worth anything to sell, to get money for it, it only has a value to that one person, the mazik doesn't have to pay. If you mazik something that's worth something to somebody, to him it's worth it, then he has a picture, a photograph of a face of a zayda, to him it's worth a hamon, he wouldn't sell that picture for anything, $10,000. But it has no resale value. Nobody else would pay for it. So the Nasivis, that's potter. That's not full value. And he brings two rayas to this chiddush. A raya from Tosfos and Ksuvos, Taflam and Beis, the Masal Leitzvicha, famous Tosfos in Aris, and also from the Sugim Rav Kama, the Beit Hasam Aralf. The raya is a little bit involved and complicated. I'm not going to go through them right now. But I first had a Shabbat Kasha on it from the famous Mishnah in Achoyvel, in Bava Kama, Pegim Omen Beis. They're going to explain it even more, Pehim Aralf. We know Chayv B'Chaveiroi is Chayv in Chamisha Dvar, and Ezek Tzah Yib B'Shev Subayishas. One of the things he Chayv is Tzah. The Gemara explains how do you evaluate Tzah. So the whole Gemara, what it means, Kamo Lomotzalitin, But basically, the concept is how much a person would give not to go through his tzar. So that mechir is only a value for himself. That's not a value to anybody else. It's not to make yourself. But it's teres mishpashet. Teres mishpashet. Over there, there's a custom that teres mechayev tzar. It's not kashrut. Right. Over there, you're not paying. We're trying to be mishayev. You know, that's not a value. Point of the thesis, it's not a value because it's worth to you. It's not worth to anybody else. That's not a value. That should be worth nothing. I mean, that's the shagor. Why is that a value?
Because you're not paying for the chetitz. Value is only again when you can mount the chetitz. When you're mounting a behemoth, there's no tzar in the picture. There's only chetitz of the chetitz.
It's a chiddush that even though the mice, the yamas, is something that's worth to someone a lot of money, and you don't have to pay him anything if it has no resale value. So my father in Kerem Shkava, he told me also that I heard from him that he hears from his father, from Izeda, Rabbi Shishurkin, that he said, this Nesivis goes to Shitosei, his Sefer Teres Gittin on Masech Tegittin. Nesivis has a Sefer, besides the Nesivis of Hashem Mishra, it's a Sefer on Masech Tegittin, Daf Al Daf, and on Hilchus Gittin, it's called Teres Gittin. And in that Sefer, on Gittin, Daf Nam Gimel Mer Alnaf, he goes on the Gemara, Daf Nam Beis Mem Beis. They say like this. The Gemara says, "Iboyelu." Every shemacher ever knas mocha ein mocha. The Gemara says a shayla. The Torah says, especially if they discuss in the Torah, passion in the Torah, that if a shosh nogach is a knani, if a shosh kills a knani, he has to pay the bialim. It's called knas, the sheer cost of an exact amount of shleishim shekel, of 30 shekel. It doesn't make a difference if the eved is worth $1 million, maybe he's the master chef, the best chef cook in the world. This eved was worth $1 million. It doesn't make a difference if the eved was worth $1. He was shemazel could hardly do anything. You pay a sheer kotzav, shleishim shekel. That's what the Torah says. That's why it's called knas, because it's a sheer kotzav. So the Gemara says, eved shemacher eved knas, that mocha in a mocha. Is it possible to sell the eved just for the schus knas? Someone wants to, you're not selling the Eved remains by the Bialim. You just want to sell to somebody else, like an insurance policy. Somebody wants to give you a pruta that in case this happens, a shah kills it, I get the shoshim shekel. So Rashi explains, the more shah is, that called Dabashon Gom Oilam. And Pasha the shah is, because the Eved is Oilam, maybe even all the possibilities of a shah killing it is all Oilam, but what do you say? No, until there's a shah, the Chiyav Knas, until there's a Chiyav Knas in the veil. Is that called the Shlomo? Is that called the Shlomo? Well, the Gemara is the Gemara of the Beginning of Hamafkin, but the Kitz asked the Gemara Shaila here. If you could, this Gemara is the Shaila. How do you look at this Knas of Eved? Knas is considered like a payers. Yeah, I read the Asti, I read the Asti, not the Asti. This is the Gemara. It's not from the Zach. Right. It's from the Shaila. How do you look at this Knas? But that's the Gemara Shaila. Is the Eved, is the Knas of Eved, is that Dabashon Abel Olam? Is that Shaiach to sell? These are all the Gemara's of the Beginning of Hamafkin. Okay, so this is all the Gemara's. 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 Okay, so this is all the G them, or do you say that it is well and we can't sell it? So Gemara wants to Uriah from a different brayso. Another brayso has a drush from a pasuk from Yilid Bayis. It says in the Pasha Yilid Bayis that even if an Eved is not shoved klum, it's not worth anything, not worth even a penny, not worth even a pruta. And the Gemara gives an example of Mugashin. And Eved is a Mugashin, he has boils on his body, he's so sick, he can't do anything, don't even look at him, he's moist, and he has no value. That Eved also, the Gemara's special drush is also Chayat Knas. You might think that maybe an Eved has to be worth at least a pruta, then when you kill that Eved, there's a cost that you pay Shashim shekels. But if it's worth nothing, maybe there's no fee. The Gemara's drush should know that even if it's worth nothing, you have to, that is worth nothing, it's a din knas. So, in fact, the Gemara, if you hold Eved Shemocha Rabbi the Knas is Mocha, that you could send out a Knas, Mi Ka'avda the Lem Zav Knas, where do you ever have an Eved that's not worth anything? Every Eved will be worth at least the Pruta for this close to the Knas. The Gemara's not even on for the Pasha that even this Mugashchin, somebody would pay a Pruta to have the value of maybe one day getting the Knas. So, why do we need a Pasuk? Why do we need a pasuk telling us that Eved is not worth anything also gets knas? If there's no such thing as Eved is not worth anything, every Eved is worth at least a pruta. The knas. The Gemara says from here to Raya that since you see you need a pasuk, you have a Raya that there's such a thing as Eved that's not worth any shor pruta. And in fact, you have a Raya that Eved is not worth the shor pruta. There's a Raya that you cannot sell to knas. That's the Gemara. So, affecting the Sneevis and the entire skit and the Kasha, since the Gemara is naming off a Dabba Pasha that anyone would pay at least the Pruta, the Gemara held that anyone would pay, it's worth the Pruta to have this chus to get the Knas, so that value is a value for the Bialim also. Even if he can't sell it because of the technicality, he can't sell it because of the Sneevis and the Bialim, of the essence the Gemara holds, he's worth the Pruta for that. So the cash is back. What's the raya? What do we need a pasuk to tell you that the advice that even Eved Shein Shavu Klum you get knas on? Every Eved is worth at least a Shavu Klum because of the Sfus Knas. Just like the Gemara held that that anyone will pay a pruta for it if you could sell it. So even if you can't sell it, for the Bialim is worth a pruta. He just can't sell it because of Shavu Klum. But Be'etzem he's worth a Shavu Klum for that value itself. So Tosfos says it's chiddush. From here you have a raya. This is right. That you can't sell a shavuta. That's not called a shavuta. Even though with etzem is worth a shavuta for you, the shia shavis is only by something that you could sell. And that's what Isaiah said. This is the nesivus hashitasei. He said in Chosh Mishpat the same halacha that if you mask something that has value to somebody but no value to anybody else, that's not called a shavuta. That's not called a value. So the din of a value has to be something that has
a shavuta. You sell the whole other to somebody else.
Yeah, you could do.
So
you could.
Oh,
so the whole.
So the source, on the evidence, he'll get the source like that. If you want the evidence, he gets the source, right?
I say, isn't every time I go in the moment?
It's another question, Gemara. No, hey, the Sefer speaks about that.
I mean, you're right. It's not this, that you can't sell that. That's not good money. Whatever was decided to do, that's not good money.
Yes, you know, there's
actually a question.
I don't know. What?
When you
sell the evidence,
that's
cool.
That's
cool. That's cool.
That's cool.
That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. That's cool.
That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. That's cool.
That's cool. To own the evidence for that is not worth it to keep the evidence.
Oh.
Buy only that, and he owns it, then that's worth
it. That's
the
reason why
that's not
worth it. The owner's cash is not straight. Yeah, you hear what Muffin's saying is that maybe it has no value to buy the evidence.
Buy the evidence.
Nobody will pay food for that, but then you gotta feed him, take care of him.
So then it's not worth it.
It's not worth the guy. But for someone to buy that school, that's not good.
Yeah, but then it's not worth it. But then it's not worth it. That's where you're testing first to get
the
capital.
The owner's not going to have
it,
but he has the
evidence.
You do, he can't
get it. Well, the mice is here,
Al.
He has the
evidence.
He has
the evidence.
But the knot becomes worth the
shor p'uta. It's something that's
worth the
shor
p'uta.
It's
worth the shor p'uta. Yeah, I hear the issue. But the mice...
That's what I'm saying. So
he can't have it.
So the Nesivus
Kasha
is not straight.
Right, so
he's saying
that when we're right,
you should
look
up
the
Shpikopay.
The
Nesivus
Kasha, oh yeah.
The Chori is talking about the Nesivus
Kasha,
right?
Yeah.
Never mind,
he's
looking up the
Nesivus
Kasha. Right, the whole Kasha seems to be the Kasha Kasha.
Either me
is right, or he's right.
Right. Right, I hear this thing. Unless you say that, like he's saying also, Mata's saying that the mice,
I'm just kidding, don't write for him with mom.
Oh, so the Sefer speaks about that. You know, we're just on that list to see this. The Sefer is in Baba Kama Siman Lama Tess. So he is, first he has to see this from Rashi and Gittin, nothing about Maral. And he is, first should be told in the Machagas Tanoim, if Dogam Lamam in his moment, and I would Shimon and Tanakama, if Dogam Lamam Dummy in this whole Shaila of Zach, which is worth money, but he can't sell it. But okay, but my suggestion to see this is he saw it in the Sefer Chashem Mishpat and also in Tosgin. Now, upon him, if he did his story, my father, Kermit Shkavi, wanted to say, that's for Shem the Matirim. This is when Evergreen was really saying also, Machavin. He wanted to say, that's for Shem the Matirim, why you're allowed to give a halva for, let's say, $1,000. I'm going to ask, they pay you back exactly $1,000, plus he'll give you a halva when you want, when you need it. So the kasha was, why isn't that ribbis? The mice is giving back halva. The teretz is, a halva is not something that you can sell for money, because of this ribbis kufa. It's a ribbis, you can't sell halva for money. And according to the Nesivus, as you said, anything you can't sell for money is not called a shavis. So this
halva. Not honest, because that's only to that person.
Oh, so if you wanted to say, I was thinking that maybe you could say that the etzem, it is worth money. It's just a likely reason why you can't sell it for money because it's a ribbis.
So you could.
But then, you see that from the Nesivus. But you see that
with it. Takes over the loan.
But you say somebody else, I can pay you to get him to borrow
the loan.
But the loan itself is not Shabbos. But he's going to ask that the loan may be estimated as the Shabbos, but you see that from the Sivis also. And the Sivis says, Evan and Knaas has a value, people will pay food to visit. This is a Zaytik reason, technicality, why you can't do it. Because the Doshan of Ba'alam. And anything that even for a Zaytik reason that you can't sell, that's the Sivis' side. You have to be able to sell the coil, the mice of it, to be considered Shabbos.
Yeah,
that's
my
school. That's getting to now, right?
That's because you can tell somebody else. That's
Rashi
says over there.
Yeah.
How much you
would
pay
a person? So my father, Kim Shukava, he speaks of this also. It's also in this ksavim. He asks from the fish in Skotur Gemara. Yes, from the famous Gemara in Kedushin of Avim Bey, the Suya Makash Milva. The Gemara says, Omar Baya, a Makash Milva in Makadeshis. First, the Makash Isha Milva is not Makadeshis, but no, it's Milva Makadeshis. But no, it's Milva, this is Makadeshis, but also Nazis came in Neir Ramaswivis, but also in Neir Ramaswivis. So, Poshpashan the Gemara is like this. Cash for milva means a person gave a halva to a lady before. He gave her $1,000 halva. And then, a few months later, before she paid him, he told her, you know what, there'll be merch for the halva, hurry up mukadeshously with that money that I gave you. That ain't a mukadeshus. That's not a kedushin. Because that money you gave already before, it's not new money. That's not called giving anything now. You're just being merch for the milva, that's not called anything new. That's what the Gemara says about Hanos Milva, that's Mekadeshes. So, Gemara says, Hanos Milva, Poshad Yunga, Hanos Milva is with the Hanos that I'm going for you, which may be something now, but Gemara says, if you have to see the whole Gemara, for some reason the Gemara learns that it means, but the Abachla Zimna, where he gave her an extension on the loan. He came to her today and says, listen, you have a loan that's due in 6 months, you know what, I'll extend it for an extra 3 months, you don't have to pay me for an extra 3 months, and it happened because that's just leave, but I know that I'm extending it now. So that's you're giving it right now. Right now you're giving her the extension of the loan. And Rashi says, this I know is something that you would pay someone to talk to her. You give a proof to someone to talk to the guy to extend the loan and has a value, that extension of the loan. I'm sure you have to understand why Rashi says you pay someone else, and maybe you pay the guy himself, or you give the guy himself. It's all Haramasuv, but the Gemara says, also Nasis came in the Haramasuv, even her being Mekadeshus to him for this, she's giving her Kedushin, which is also a value of Pruta, that's also from Haramasuv. Now, why is it Haramasuv? The Rashi explains because it's not Ribis Kasusa. The only Ribis Daraisa is Ribis you made up at the beginning of Abba. But anything that you decide to give him extra afterwards, that's only Eshman Dabanan. They talk about it's a little shver why the more using lashon haram is ribis lacher. It's a simple ribis darabon. Similar to the lashon, but basically that's the gemara. But basically the gemara is saying that with this ribis darabonon of hanos milva, you are mekadeshes. The vice is the gemara that this was the shor frutus. So my father and the kashkava yes the kasha according to the zivis and the way we were saying before, anything that you can't sell for fruta has no value. Here also you can't sell this avach lozimna for a fruta. This Hanos Milva, because of the Easter of Easter Abonim. It would also be Easter of Abonim, so it has no Easter value. So why is this called Ansharis derived from Yanamak in the Stevens? Even though you can't sell this Hanos Milva because of the Easter of Abonim, still it's considered Sharfuta. So my father, Kim Shkarve, wanted to be Machal. The text is there's a chum between Easter of Abonim and Easter of Easter. Then the Stevens of Shita would only be in something that's Easter of Easter to sell. The mushroom, regular halva, that when you make up ribis ksusa, that's what the matirim hold. That's not the shabbos. The halva that you made in the beginning, I'm lending you $1,000. I'm going to ask you to pay me back $1,000 plus. You give me a halva when I need it. That halva will be ribis deraisa. So that halva has no value. Or maybe something that you can't sell with deraisa because it's davishon ben oilam. Or like in the Sivis' case, and some Kofim Ches, something which has no value to sell. Nobody would buy it. It only has value to you. That's something which has no value. But something which has a value in the Raisa, it's only in the Rabbanan has no value, maybe that is considered a value in the Raisa for Kedushin, helps the Kedushin. And he wanted to say, my father Kumashkar wanted to say, that this story, the Chari, is totally in the Shukha Shagasai and Kivega. There's a Shagas Ayah that speaks about, and we know the din is that Shechita is one of the Melachos Mut on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, if you're not a Shech, it goes to Melachos Echa Nefesh. If you want to Shech the Behemah to cook the Basa and to eat it, that's Mut on Yom Tov. But the din is, if you know a Behemah is a Trefa, you know for sure a Behemah is a Trefa, that Shechita would be Asa, not Melachos Echa Nefesh. The person would Shech the Trefa on Yom Tov, and there's Edom and Asura, he'd be Chayav Malkus, Medaraisa, he'd be Chayav Malkus. But the Shagas Ayah declares, what about a Trefa, it's only a Trefa Medarbanan? We know in Tegel and Trefus, there's some Trefus that mutter the Raisa, but also the Rabbanan. If a person shechts a Trefa, that's a Trefa with the Rabbanan, would he be Chai Malchus? Would that be Malacha the Raisa? Or do you say, since with the Raisa it's Kashra, that's called Malacha Sechon Avish? And the Shagasai.
He's just going to go see it.
What?
He's just
going to
go see it?
He's not. Well, we always have a home of Hayachim, I talk about home of Hayachim.
He's asking very good. Because let's say somebody shechts it right before Yom Tov.
Yeah. Well, that's
9 times
eat. Exactly. So that's how McLean Yochum. The Kivegan speaks about that. But that's all, you don't really have to eat it. Any matzah on that, you stay home.
No, but you have to know that you will eat.
Right. Oh, so that's off. But my says off. But this is Shagasai. Shagasai says since with the rice you can't eat it, that's called melacha zechon nefesh. So in fact, Kivegan, he's to me a milsa. It's pelnus. It's a shver Shagasai. Because the mice, what's the difference with the rice the bun? The mice, you're not going to eat it. Like you're saying, if you're not going to eat it, how can that be called melacha zechon nefesh? But the Maestro of Kirega brings a raya to the Shagasai, and the end is he's masking the Shagasai. As long as you're with the Raisa, you can't be called a Malacha the Raisa. You may be Malacha the Rabbanon, but it won't be Malacha the Raisa. It won't be Chai Malchus the Raisa. Since the Raisa is Mutter, Azakir is a Chiddush. There's a man, my father from Shkar, want to say, this is the same thing he wants to say over here. If something is Ribis the Raisa, you can't sell that Havah with the Raisa, that's what the Matirim are saying, that has no value according to the Steve. But the Gemara Kedushin, that says she is Mukadesh, even though it's Ribis the Rabbanim, that you might, for the pearl, you can't sell it because it's Ribis the Rabbanim, but since it's only with the Rabbanim, that is called the Shagis the Raisa. And I was thinking to most of the Chodesh should be told me in the Achrenim very Mayach Kini the Bona Mahani the Reis is also in the Achrenim the Chodesh should be telling that also maybe telling the Shagatai
that's the opposite way
yeah.
That's the opposite way the Rabbana is Mamani the Reis
do you say Kini the Bona Mahani
the Reis because once it's your money with Rabbana
it could be a little different right because that could be the Chalap there. But here the Shagatai and the Kirig ends up wants to say the penalty of the Chodesh that since it's kosher mederaisa, that's called malchus zechon nefesh only because it's in the shoes kiregas the minhei in the middle of the shtickle kireg and the shagazayim. But upon him, this is the way my father and the shkarabai wanted to explain the shittus rishonim and that the Ramah brings down that it's mutta to give someone a halva again for $1,000. The almanat pays you back the exact amount, $1,000 plus he'll give you a halva when you want it, when you need it. Why isn't that ribbis? The Torah says because that halva is not something you can sell, and we're saying you say from the Nesidus that only a halva, the only something that you're able to sell has a shabbos among it. Something you cannot sell for whatever reason it is has no shabbos among it. At least if you can't sell them with your isa. But the kasha is, and my father is, if you look again in the Matzah and the Ramah also brings it down, even the Matirim are only matir if you give a halva the same amount that he lent you. But to give him a halva more than he lent you, more than he gave you, that even the material master, the mashal, someone gives you again our example. Reuben gives Shimon a halva for $1,000. After tonight, the Shimon pays him back $1,000, nothing extra. But when I need it, you'll give me a halva for $2,000. That everyone asks. So my father tried to only explain the ikashi, but why would this be possible for all days? And as far as the cash from me under the Nesidus. That halva of $2,000 is also something that has no shabbos, according to the Nesidus. You can't sell it because it's a ribbis. So why is that also on the holidays? Why is that ribbis on the holidays? So this is the Chor Tzorchin. But my father, in Mishkarvei, wanted to bring another raya, a mokov in the Nesidus, Mishkarvei Teres Kainim, and Rash Mishant. The Teres Kainim, Pashas Emba, Halacha Beis, brought down in Shams Chuvah Zera Avram from Menachem Zemba, Simon Chav Gimel, Tefes. The Tesskim brings down a famous halacha, it's Gemara and other places, beginning of Kedushin also, that the din is a Kohen eats Trimah, and a Kohen can give his Eved Kenani Trimah Tid also. And Eved Kenani, Kenin Kaspo, he can give him Trimah Tid also. But Eved Ivri not. He cannot give an Eved Ivri Trimah. And the Tesskim says the Josh is, because it says Kenin Kaspo Yerichol, Yotz Eved Ivri Sheena Kesef. It says only what he bought Kini Kaspar Ki, that's the Kinani, Yotze the Divi Shein Kesef. So, effect the Rashmi Shans, and the first Kainan, effect the Rashmi Shans, what's the difference between Eved Divi and Eved Kinani? Why would Eved Divi not be Kini Kaspar? The same way you buy an Eved Kinani be Kesef, and Eved Divi is nicknamed be Kesef also. You could buy, someone could sell himself to Kesef. If he wants to sell himself, he could sell himself to Kesef. Why would Eved Divi not be Kini Kaspar? First is Ish for first Kainan. So, Rashmi Shans wants to say this Chiddush. He wants to say the chiluk is like this: that the Eved Kenani you buy for kesef and you can sell for kesef, you're able to sell it. But Eved Ivri, the halacha is the Rashi Mishnah says, and Eved Ivri cannot be sold, which is really a he's saying it's a pasha, but it's only b'chiddush. You once spoke about this, and it's a Ralbag in the Kesmish being down that b'shem the Ralbag, and they want to learn that way in the Rambam also. The Kesmish is very great social development. Allah for your days, and you must come the way in the Rambam also. The Rambam does see the Feirish, and that seems to be a Feirish apostate that Om Avriya cannot be sold. You cannot sell an Om Avriya, but the one that in the Rambam that Evidibi also cannot be sold, and that's what the Rabbah says the Feirish, that Evidibi cannot be sold. And that's what the Rashmi Shams wants to answer. That's the Chiluk. That Evikanani is called Kini Kaspar because you can sell him. Mashenkin Evidibri, even though you could buy him for Kesa, but since you can have, you just have to keep him until the end of the 6 years, or until the Yerba comes, until he goes free. But it's not something commodity that you could sell one person to the next. That's not called Kini Kaspar. So my father, what does it say? This Rashmi Sand seems to be the fairish, like this Sivus, this Yisai. There's something that you cannot sell, it's not called Kesef. It's not called the value of Kesef. So this will also be a Makkah. I was thinking that should be totally this Indian now, what we, Chaim Doy Lansky, has said a share on this Indian here recently in Yom Tov on Sukkot. Spoke about the Chayim Klar Shaila. If somebody buys an Esrig, Mahuda, an expensive Esrig, and someone's Mazik it, does the Mazik have to pay him back to the value of Esrig Mahuda, or does he just have to give him back the value of a Kosher Esrig? A Moshul, if you get a Kosher Esrig for $100, the whole day is Kosher. But this guy bought a Mahuda the Esrig worth $200, and you Mazik it, you owe him to the Mahuda the Esrig $200, or you just owe him enough to be Yetzi with a Kosher Esrig? Before Sukkot, we can get that. So the being Uriah from a Gemara, the Chayin being Uriah from a Gemara Bava Kama, the Fayin Ches, the only Chayin, I think, the Marimint, the Marimint, the being Uriah from a Gemara Bava Kama, the Fayin Ches says, if you mazik a Kovan Godel, you mazik a, if someone has a big behemoth Kovan, all you have to pay him back is, and you need to replace the Kovan, is a small behemoth that's kosher for the Kovan. You know, the big behemoth is worth $200, but if you create this Kovan with a small behemoth worth $100, that's all you owe him. They want to say the same thing over here. Even though the Esrig is worth $200, but if you mount the Esrig with $200, you only have to pay him back a kosher Esrig of $100. So the other friend of yesterday said is a chiluk. A carbon is not, once it was hooked to Shurvayim, you can't sell it. Has no visa, you can't sell it. It has no resale value. Mashenk and Esrig Mahuda, before Slokas, you could sell it. It has that value. So Chassam Seifi answered back that really Nesek Mahuda you really can't sell either. It's not the Chassam Seifi, he says it's like a din neda. Once somebody buys Nesek Mahuda, it's as if he made a neda that he's going to be Yetzu with the Nesek Mahuda. Maybe the neda is, unless he gets another one, it's more Mahuda, but Dakopanim, he can't go down to a cheap Esek. It's a man that doesn't really have a resale value, he can't sell it. Okay, but Dakopanim, it seems to me that all these Achrenim are also naming on this side. That something that you cannot sell for money is not called money. The only value a thing has is for what it can be sold for.
How did the guy originally sell it?
Oh, that he didn't buy it to use for the mitzvah.
He used to buy it for the mitzvah.
So when you buy it to use for the mitzvah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, I tell you, I'm not so clear on this Indian, but the Chayesh Mitzvah in all the Makaris that my father came to Shkari was being on this Indian, the Stevis and the Tezkitten and his Raya from the Rashmi Shans. And then the Gemara and Kedushin above. Okay, we have a few minutes. We're going to talk about a few hours on Pashas Noy after we learned yesterday. Someone showed me this. Nechemia Lyman showed me this beautiful Shtigl Sefer Charedim that's brought down the Yonos HaShachal Torah and the Shariyan Torah bring down. And the end of Pashas Bereishis, actually, the Pasuk said, V'noyach Motzachem B'ini Hashem. So the Sefer Charedim, Shteltzach on this Pasuk, the Torah says, Noach is Matzachim b'Yinei Hashem, but it doesn't say how he is Matzachim. What did he do? What exactly did he do to you, Matzachim? So Chassid Charedim wanted to say, the fact that he was Noach, the Kishmoy came who? He was an Ish Noach. He was a calm person. That's what Matzachim b'Yinei Hashem. A person who's an Ish Noach, an Ish Noach, an Ish Yisbal Menucha, he's not Merugis, he doesn't get a cast. The Sefer Charedim, one of the Rishonim. Wants to say that was a noach matzachem being Hashem. The fact that he was noach, that's what this will mean. And he's a little bit more ma'ach to create him. Because I see the Russian insight telling the gazach, and he brings down. We know that Chazal say called koyes king loyved of a zara, but he brings down an Indian. It's like a component of the Indian that b'shas the person achron son gets in cast, his neshama goes to mokum avay zara, and even when he calms down, he gets over the cast, and neshama comes back, but it's already fatant. It's all in this. So, the Tamei became Tamei to the Mokum by the Zohar. And he has to live with that. But that was Noach. Noach was a person who was never Merugas, was never in the cast, was Baal Menucha. That's the Noach that Mosachem in Israel. The fact that he was Noach, that he was a Baal, that he's an Ishnach. Another Shigaharis they saw that in the Zegafelim was in Pashas Noach, Terry said, Tsoye Tas on the Teva. So Rashi brings soup shop, and what was the Tsoye that they made on the Teva? Yeshem Chaloim. Some say it was a window. Another say it was a special stone that was a light source that had its own inherent light source, and it gave off light. So I saw it in the Gilgal Lekrash Shabbos, Gilgal Tafayim Beis, Tashas Noyach from Lesi, Tashas Nine Hey, brings down from the Kuti Sifas from the Heimdik of Rashi Rebbe, Tzachin and Bracha. But the Rebbe Shteltzich that Tzoya is Lashin Yochid. Sounds like it was only Lashin Yochid, one Tzoya. So he asked, if it was a chaloyin, if it was a window, we know the teva had gimel kumais, three kumais, three floors. And we know each floor was many rooms. If you make one tzoya, one chaloyin, that's only going to give light to one floor and to one room. How did they have light in the rest of the teva? The rest of the teva was so sealed, protected from the marble, it was pitch black.
The Maral says there were many stones also.
On tzoya, even though it was Lashon
Yochid? There were many stones. It says the kechovim, he says it was an oilum, the whole teva was an oilum. There was a shemesh, the
yoreach,
the
kechom. Okay, but this Rashi it says, so you pass on the teva for light.
Everybody
says
it was a chaloyim. Everybody
agrees
it was a
chaloyim. It's a chaloyim also. Maybe that was a separate. If you hold it was Yishim and teva. Some say Evan teva was actually chokuk, was actually built into the window, and it was like a prism, and it reflected the light. And the light came through that glass stone, reflected and made more light. But the Rebbe, someone wants to say that if you learn it's Eben Toiva Mira and it was Eben Toiva, you could say that it was like a lamp, and they have brought it around with him wherever he went to, and the family brought it around with them wherever they were in, they had their light. All the behemoths were sitting in pitch black, I'm not sure how it worked, but if you heard it says Chaloyin, it's not Shver, you know. One Chaloyin, how was that made of the whole Tevis? And on the other side of Rashi, that Toiva means Eben Toiva, the Lakuti Sikhas, they said, Zimmy Kasha. He asked the Kasha, what's the Lashon Tasseh? Bishlam, if you say Chaloyim, that's a Tzoya Tasseh on the Teva. You make a window. But Eben Tovi, you're not making. You should say Tzoya Tovi on the Teva. You should say, you should bring the Tzoya to the Teva. What's the Lashon Tzoya Tasseh on the Teva? What? You hear the Kasha? Okay, you might see the Mayor for this and the Zeg fell in these hours. But I also like very much, I saw the Shayaran brings down that Tagamunkulis types is Tzoya Nihura. Tzoya is Moloshon of R, Stam. In other words, the weird Tzoya itself is a lashon of light. And the Medrash is just explaining how did they have light, either from a chaloyin or from an Eben Teva, or from a special stone that gave off light. But the word Tzoya itself means light. And he brings down from the Radak, that's the lashon of Tzorayim. Tzorayim is Vigdeiras Tzoya. Tzorayim means Erebeg of Tzorayim. Tzorayim means the afternoon, because the afternoon is the time when it's most light. And the reason why the Radak says Tzorayim is lashon Rabin, because it's the light that goes from it separates the light of the morning to the light of the afternoon. In the morning, the R is Hil and Chavar, is getting stronger and stronger, and once it's the afternoon, it starts going down the R of the night of the day. And that's Moloshin Tzorayim, is Moloshin Tzoya. So whenever we say in Davening Tzorayim, it's Moloshin of Tzoya Tasna Teva. And the Shariyarim must be most of, I think, a pen of the Gavar, he's saying very good. So we find the Torah that Moloshin of Yitzah, Dogon Tish V'Yitzah, that Shemin Zayis is called Yitzah. He wants to say Yitzah is also Mitzayras. Tzoya. The same shayrish is where Tzoya has on the teva. Yitzah is Shemen Zayas, olive oils. Olive oil is used in lamps with a wick to make light. So, let's just say it's also Moloshin, and also he brings down the Pesukim Tehillim, Mahatz upon me Shemen, and Tagan Taish is within Anu Apaya, that when a person eats Shemen, it makes the face light up. It makes a person eat Shemen. All these things are Moloshin of Tzoya. So that's what the Torah calls Shemen Zayas Moloshin Yitzah. It's all Mitzayas Tzoya. On the other page, the Rashi examines the chaloyin. He's been saying to Tosfos Bavasra, if you test, that we should know. Tosfos Bavasra, if you test, says the chilk between a chaloyin, a window that's made nachachnas and loitzi avia, it's made just to open the window to get fresh air, and a window that's made osin laheya to give light. That a window, a chaloyin la'ira, is bigger than a chaloyin that's made nachachnas and loitzi avia.
Nachachnas was a very sunny night.
Okay, we have another minute. Just want to say about Hashlachos. We have one bit of mitzvah mila. He spoke about the years mitzvah mila. Just to remind us, this is Shulchan Aruch. And Shulchan Aruch, Rechaim from Tovish Nimbav, brings down the halacha to the Gemara. Really, that the Gemara says that Hamavaza Yivaza is Machaimish. The Gemara really gives a stock. First, the stock is not more than a Chaimish. And Shulchan Aruch says it's not dafka tzedakah, it goes on all mitzvahs. For example, if a person is worth, let's say, $5,000, which includes his house, his total net worth is $5,000, and it costs him more than $1,000, more than a chaymish to be mekayim a mitzvah of lulav v'nesek, for example, he's potter. It's not the only. The only chayiv. What? A chayiv. It's going to
sell. You have to sell your house for
mitzvah. You have to pay a chayiv shemachal. No, nechotta. You have to sell the chotta.
You have to sell your house. Why would you buy a chayiv for the
house? Fair. You have to sell. Yeah. It's a chayiv.
That is the thing. A match.
Let's take a look at regular house.
But what's regular?
Whatever regular, the cheapest house possible. Yeah,
well,
like, the cheapest house possible.
Oh, no, then he won't have
a
house. I don't
think
so.
I'm not talking about where the guy is. The Chofetz Chaim in Sefer Aharon Chesed, he explains that the Ikar Takana was made Shelo Yoni. They shouldn't come to Anias. That's what Chazal Masak and Chesed come to Anias. The Chofetz Chaim says this halacha does not apply to Gvia Muflig. A person who's a Gvia, that B'derech HaTeva, he can give away a Chemish Nechosav and not have to worry. For example, let's give a big example. A person makes $10 million a year. He can get, and Chemish Nechosav would be $2 million. If the guy would give away $3 million a year and keep $7 million for himself, he's not getting poor B'derech HaTeva. He's allowed to give $3 million. He's allowed to give a lot more than that. You just cannot give enough that the chatev first will become poor. And a small gibi also, not making so much money also. As the whole takana was only if he would, the chashi yani. But if a person is that rich, that there's no chashi yani, but it's time to call, he's not to give, of course, more than a chemish machasav. But upon him, this din, the Vazal Yavazar Yisra Machemish, goes only on Mrs. Sasei. Only on Mrs. Sasei. Not on Mrs. Lois Sasei. For an Aveira, that already has to give away all your money. You have to be over there. So the only way to get out on Aveira is to give away all your money. You have to give more than a chemish. You have to give everything away. So Mitzvah Chinuch and Mitzvah Hei, Yisro Kimmel, he declares, what about the two Mrs. Sasei in the Torah, which are Chayav Karas? We find in the Torah that Lois Sasei is normally more chomer than Asei, but only 34 Mitzvah Lois Sasei are Chayav Karas, and two Mitzvah Sasei are Chayav Karas, Pesach and Milo. Person doesn't become Pesach, but he doesn't do the mitzvah mila, he's chayav karas. So if a person would have to spend more than a chemish minachasta for the mitzvah mila, because in our case, the guy has $5,000, the only way he could mal himself is to spend more than $1,000, or whatever, maybe whatever numbers you want to use, do you have to give more than a chemish? And the mitzvah chinuch, by Sochin on this, he wants to say that a mitzvah say which has karas, that's what they're like a loisa say, it's chom like a loisa say. The Macheshet and Chilgan Simon Daler for the Shaila, according to this side of the Mitzvah Chinuch, that you have to spend more than a Chemish Nechasa for the Mitzvah Mila, because Mila is so chum and has curse. What about for the Mitzvah Yom HaShmini? What if it would cost you? Mitzvah Yom HaShmini is like a Sefer Mitzvah, which does not have curse. There's no curse left in the Ram. According to the Ram, the Ikka curse is only if a person lives his whole life without Mila. But what if a person would cost him a guy has $500 to his name, whatever, and it would cost him $100 to get the more than $100 to get the Mingle Dumbi and Mishmini, but if he doesn't mind waiting, he could get a Moil for less than $100. Does he have to spend more than a Chemish Nechasa for the mitzvah of a Yemishmini, which does not have cars? And the Shayla is, maybe since Mingle is already so chomo that has cars, the clouds, even the prat of Yemishmini is also chomo also. What do you say? No, the Mitzvah Chinuch Chiddush was only on the Etzem Mitzvah Mingle, but not the Mitzvah Yom HaShmini. That's the Machash
HaShayah. I don't understand. What should you do? You should wait a day? Every day you say, what's the next day? Oh.
No, the next day will be cheaper. The next day the mail will come down.
No, but normally you're right. From the 10th to 11th.
From the 10th to 11th, wait till 11th.
From the 10th to 11th, the Mitzvah is not doing it today.
No, right now, unless the guy has $500, and a moil to come the Yemishmini is charging you $200, more than a chemish minachasav. But if you don't mind me coming next week, then...
Let's say you already paid 8, it's 11.
Yeah.
And today, it's going to cost $500, but tomorrow it costs
$300.
Same as
there's no car...
I hear,
I don't know. I don't know. But maybe he'll die. Maybe he'll die that day.
That's the same thing. No, it's the same thing.
They also...
No, because the Yom HaShmini, the Chol not Shabbat. Yom HaShmini is the father's mitzvah. So I don't think there's such a thing where the father every day is Chayav Karas. He's not Chayav Karas every day. Only the kid, once he's done by mitzvah, nobody holds that the father's Chayav Karas every day. The father has a special chiva.
But Mahesh is declaring, since the whole mitzvah being is so common, that it's a curse, so all the problems, the father's chiva, maybe all the problems, he has to pay more than a family. But I want this thing like this. Well, I want this thing.
Right, it's not mitzvah b'chval. It's just has to be malvado. It's not mitzvah today in Wilding Tar.
So the shot, the father ate it?
The father, yeah, the only mitzvah of 8 days is the father. You not even the kid.
The father's not going to b'chval.
Yeah, that's what it, that, but since the mitzvah, so what's the shadow?
I think the Machashim story is, since Mila is such a chomet exam, it's got us naming all the problem, the mitzvah on the father, the mitzvah on the tinek, you know, the yermashmini. Even these things are not kind of curse, but it becomes really all achshavei, it all becomes part of the chomet of Zach chomet de gemitzvah. Maybe that's a shame. But I want to say like this, the chal you have to understand, what's the difference between mitzvah say and mitzvah loisa say? How come all this din and vazayi yisum chemish only goes in mitzvah say, not mitzvah loisa say? So I think it's just like this, because the emes you have to understand, bachal, How did Chazal come along and pater someone because it costs more than a chaim shenachasav? Every mitzvah, the fact that it costs money is not a patur, that's the chi of a mitzvah. Toiz mechayim. Toiz mechayim to bring a korban. Obviously, you have to spend money in being a korban. Toiz mechayim to eat in a sukkah, you have to spend money and make a sukkah. Spending money is never a patur. And even though Chazal were afraid that you become poor, but it's not because of that. A lot of them in the belt, they don't die. Just because a person's poor and he has no money and he's not on doors, he doesn't die, he's not because of nefesh. How could Chazal, the Zechid, I mean, the Torah and the person, how could Chazal take it off? The Torah says, Yesh Kref Yechom, Lachad of Minotor, Shechal Tassel, Sigmon Yibam Mesaf Tzavik. The Chazal have a Koyach, they take off a Chi of the Reis of Shechal Tassel. No, Moshe, they took off the Mitzvah of Lung Ben Esther and Shabbat. The Zechid to take your Lung Ben Esther on the first day, Sukkot, and even if it comes on the Shabbat, Chazal took it off. They took off the Mitzvah of Shechal and Shabbat. Chazal have a Koyach to be Oikad of Minotor, Shechal Tassel. That's pshat why it's only a mitzvah to say. Because every mitzvah to say is a shevat tasa. That's chazal v'ech. But a mitzvah loisa to say, this always, that would become a say. Chazal have no koyach. Then mainly, once you have a chiv, even if it's going to cost you all your money, chazal can't help you. Chazal can't make a takana for that, take it off. As a mainly, pesach amila, even though it's yishbe karis, maybe the chum between loisa and I say is not because the chum of loisa say. The mechatzchun understood, and therefore he wanted to say maybe an aseya has karis loisa chama. The chum to me is whether Shabbat Tassa or whether it's Kumbasei. So Pesach Hamila is also Shabbat Tassa. There's a main on the Chari would apply here also in Vazvay Vazvay Mesma Chemish. But the Maisa, you could say that the Mechasunch understood that besides for the Chiluk of Shabbat Tassa and Kumbasei, there's also a Chiluk in the Chayma Indian. And the Lestay is more Chama, and that's what the Mechasunch understood, that the Mingal is also, in a way, even more Chama because that's Yesh Bekaris. That's why maybe this cloud doesn't apply. And that's what the Machesh was saying. According to that, what about all the problem of being a Gemashmini, which is Shonakaris? What about those of them?